Ah, well, I don't know whether Stephen can hear me now, but mother used to say, and dad used to follow her, if at first you don't succeed, try and try again. So then, right, Stephen, can you hear me now?
Yes, can you hear me all right?
Oh, God. Oh, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, God, what fun we've had this evening, but we're here. We're here till midnight then now, as it happens. So we do have two lovely people in the caucus. We hope that we get some callers back at this late hour, but here we go. Okay, Laura. Hello, Laura.
Where's she
Hello,
gone?
Hello, Laura. Hello, Laura. She's not there.
Well, she's gone as well.
Yeah. No, that's strange now. I can hear you. You can hear me. And now we can't hear the callers. Okay. Laura might be driving, Stephen. That's what it is. So we'll leave that one for a little while. I know I can see Jessica here, so just bear with me.
Oh, my friend Jessica.
Hey, Stephen. Oh, I was just, hello. It's funny. I was just calling in to listen a little bit, and then I heard that you guys were having some issues. So look at that. Yeah. I got straight to the front of the line.
Yeah, it was funny because when we opened up the show 9 o'clock, I heard Ken talking for the first 5 minutes, and then he just went dead, and he literally couldn't hear nothing. And we had to try to sort of reschedule it and everything. So I don't know if you've been what sort of day you've had, Jessica. I've been on doing live blogs on radio on the Facebook today. So if you've seen that or you've see it on my
I
wall.
Have not. Oh,
that's
no, I
amazing.
Didn't see that. Yeah.
But I was doing the Akashic Tarot readings for them today. So just like looking at the Akashic record things. Anyway, so what can I do for you, Jessica?
I don't know if I have a specific question right now. You know what, maybe anything that comes up for you would be great. I mean, I've been really tired lately. I slept for half the day again today. So maybe you have some information about that. I go through these phases that I've just been so tired the last couple of years, on and off.
Well, I do feel that with a 6-2 and a 4 here, it might be because you're overworking or you're doing too much. I do get the feeling here that, you know, you do overanalyze a lot of things, I'm being told here. And sometimes you feel like, oh, wow, you know, what's the point? And I feel that's all part of it, actually. And it's been last year, there was a big shift that came in last July, which lasted till this July. Then we've got another one that's going to last till January. Maybe it's all part of this, the turmoil that's come around there, because I feel you have been going through an awful lot. But I am being shown here that things will brighten up for you by the looking at dice here, 2-2 and a 5-3 here. So it does tell me here that things are going to work out better for you. And I imagine that as we go into the latter part of the year, going through to the fall, you know, I feel that you will pick up a bit of energy. You start getting a bit of a mojo back and maybe getting out there and meeting new friends as well. I just think it's one of those things where you are there. You know, you've been through a bit of wars lately, haven't you? Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, I think since I moved into this apartment, which was like 3 years ago, but I should be recovered from all that stuff I was going through that, I don't know, I'm just sort of rebuilding my life again. So, but I don't know.
Well, I get the feeling here, this is a bit wacky. Well, it's not wacky, really. I've just asked a question, because it appears that since you've moved into that house, you haven't really come out of anything, have you? So I've just asked a question on a remote basis here, because this is what I do when I'm talking to people. And you go around the house and I do it for them, but I can't come across the States to do it for you. But what I have to say, I feel, and I'm being told, there's a geopathic stress line running through your house. Now, this can have an effect on the people living in it. It can have an effect on you not sleeping very well. It can also be an effect of tiredness around you, where you feel completely and utterly worn out all the time with no real explanation. And this is all part of it. And now, is it in the kitchen? No. Is it in the lounge? I feel it might be running through your lounge, because you spend a lot of time around your lounge area. And I would say that if you know anybody, or you can look it up online about the geopathic stress lines, I feel that if you can know anybody, or you can find somebody that knows how to shift it, I usually, what I do when I want to shift
it. Well, Stephen, wait one second. I'm going to pause you for a minute, because you spoke to me about this. I actually got those rods, the dowsing rods. So maybe it's time for me. I didn't feel guided to, or have maybe time or energy to look into that, but maybe I should pull out the I've been releasing a lot of old furniture. So maybe now it's time to look into this dowsing and move these. I mean, I really want to move, but it obviously looks like I'm going to be here for another month or two or more. So maybe it's time for me to move those ley lines.
Do it with your dowsing rods. And tell you what, I can see you moving. If you're going to move, I definitely see a fine
on
you. I do feel your move. And I feel once you move, I think it would be a really good move for you. I can see you really enjoying yourself. And I think this will be a big, big change for you. You know, we can move into places and people can never understand why it's like that. But, you know, it's carrying stuff there in your house. So I don't think it's a good place for you anyway. And I'm being totally upfront with you, Jessica. You're a lovely girl. And I've been totally upfront with you all the way along here. And it's strange how I picked this up again when we spoke before, because I couldn't remember what I said to you before. And this is what it's telling me here. But going forward, I feel that things will change around you. And I can see you moving. And I can see you being in a happier place. Emotionally as well, being happier.
Do you have any idea of when that move is going to happen?
Well, according to my pendulum, I haven't got any dowsing rods. Sometimes I think I should have them. I feel that might be sort of like towards the end of October, beginning of November.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because so I'm just having... Yeah, I was working on raising my vibration a lot, like, you know, exercising and stuff like that. And the last couple of weeks, I don't feel like moving my body at all. Like, I just feel like laying and, I mean, I'm working out a lot of partnerships with business, which is good. So, and I'm trying not to think so much, but I don't know what I'm supposed to do with my mind then if I'm not thinking. You know, I've gotten into like this bad habit that that I'm working myself out of, you know, constantly thinking, constantly analyzing that, you know, I've been working on that for a while, but I'm just noticing it again of just needing to stop doing all that. I don't know what to do with my time then.
I feel what you can do is try to enjoy yourself, you know, in a different way. Maybe if you can, you know, sort of go out for walks, even meditate and stuff like that, and just enjoy stuff and just be a free spirit and don't try working things through. Just do it. Just do things, okay? Almost be, in a sense, spontaneous and say, do you know what, I'm going to go out there and have fun. okay, it doesn't matter what, don't think about what's going to happen, just do it, Jessica. And I feel when you do that, your vibration will change, because I'm seeing 2 3s here. And they're telling me here, just go out there and just enjoy yourself and be calm and just know that things are going to be better for you than what they are now. And aim for it. Do a storyboard. Okay, do a storyboard.
Okay.
Put down what you really want to go and how you get there. That will focus your mind on something positive rather than putting something there which you don't. Because sometimes what happens is that you just drain yourself. But I think, I honestly do feel that this house is not right for you. Honestly can say that. You know, I'm not being nasty. I don't want to frighten you or anything like that. But I don't feel this place where you are is a temporary place. And I think you should move. And I think once you've moved, you'll notice a difference.
Yeah, I agree 100%. I think that my time, the time that I was here was supposed to be from healing from family stuff and just having some time to myself. And it feels like just old energy to me. But I've also been noticing, like, I think that I think a lot of the times lately I don't feel happy. And I was like when the summer started, like May, June, I was feeling like very happy and excited, full of energy. About things, and I don't know if I got back into a slump or just I'm processing a lot of energy, so it just made me tired, which kind of makes you sad. That's me analyzing again, so I should just let that be.
It's in the beginning of July, there was a big energy shift coming again. Essentially, last year was one that lasted for a year. This another one came in, and I think part of that did have an effect on people. There were a lot of people that were out of sorts at the time. He was talking to them. They said, you know, we don't know where we're coming or going. You know, we feel there's something changing, but we're not sure what it was. And you know, you felt tired. And I think that was part of the shift. I don't think it's you. I think that was part of it. You're very sensitive. And the thing is that when things change, you pick it up. And I think this is part of you rather than part of, when that shift came in, you could sense something changing, and that was a draining thing. So that's what drains you. So it's time. So if you can just sort of like desensitize yourself a little bit and just enjoy yourself, go out there and just do things. Just go out tomorrow if you want, you know, if you can, and just say, I'm going to go and do something different. And I think that would be really good for you, because then you're not over analyzing stuff. You're just doing. And you know him. And I think that's going to help you as well, Jessica.
Yeah, I have to, you're right. I have to start doing that, because that was something that I was doing a lot, just randomly going out and just having new experiences. How do you see me meeting with clients and like building my business with this sort of tiredness or this lull thing going on?
Well, I do feel that even though you're thinking about things and you're overanalyzing things, I think the way around it is to do a good plan. Do a good plan. What do you want to do? Where you want to go? Okay. And then go in there with, when you get that, you'll get your enthusiasm back. You'll get your energy back. And I can see your business picking up and going forward. You know, you're doing well with clients. Okay. I can see you doing that. What I think you could do, I feel with you, you're smiling, you know, you're not laughing enough, you're not enjoying your life so much. It's too much of a arduous thing. And I think that if you can, just do what you're good at. I feel you're going to enjoy yourself. I can see you enjoying yourself. I can see you laughing again. And I can see you being in a place that is emotionally and physically better for you than where you are now. So there you go.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Yeah, I agree with that. I have to get myself back in doing new things. So brings in new energy, because a lot of times we have to like boost our energy first before we're able to get into that new environment. So, yeah.
And you can do that by just dancing to music and just doing things that you know you enjoy rather than just doing things for the sake of doing them.
Right.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to go do that. Thank you very much. I'm going to go get out
my dowsing
rods and I'll start playing with them. I'll figure out how to use them.
great.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I love to see you working them. Okay, take care.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Okay, bye
thank
now.
Thank you, Jessica. Bye. Okay. Laura had to go into the shop and had to mute her phone, so she's here now. Okay.
Hi.
Hello, Laura. How's my little friend getting on?
I'm doing okay. I'm just checking things out about properties and getting a down low from the realtor on stuff. So what do you see for me coming up?
Well, I reckon you should get some high heel shoes or something, or some high heel boots to start, so you can reach up and talk to other people on the same level. I'm only joking, because you're not very tall, are you? You're sort of physically challenged as far as tall is concerned. Does that make sense?
I'm about 5'5". That's not too bad.
That's not too bad. No, 5'5" is okay. Okay. I feel with you, the first thing you need to do, I'm getting the feeling here, is to really get rid of all the junk in your life. You know, get rid of stuff, okay, that maybe might well be still sort of you're thinking about, you know, because you've been through a rough time. And it's like, well, you know the good times are coming in. You know you're going to have fun. You know you're going to be better off than what you've ever been better off before. Okay, but it's almost like, well, maybe you feel that you don't deserve it. Maybe you feel a bit like, well, if this is going to come along, some pounds will come along and bite me up my bum and say, hey, come on, you're not going to have it. And I feel it's time for you to let go of all that sort of stuff that holds you back and go out there and really enjoy yourself. And I get the feeling by doing that, you know, you're going to find yourself in much better place. You know, new relationships comes around you. You know, I'm talking about relationships, whether they're going to be in a physical relationship or people joining you as well.
So, Stephen, do you see, when you say relationships, do you mean friendships or like a romantic relationship?
Well, it could be either one or two there, because I see somebody else coming in, you know, because you're not in a romantic one at the moment, are you?
No.
No, because you've been on your own for a little while. And I feel that could be a romantic relationship comes in around you. I do see that. I'm being shown the one there right across the other side there. And this guy who comes around you will get you to learn to teach you how to trust yourself again, follow your intuition. I'm not saying he can sit there and give you lessons, but he will be understandable to the way that you feel. And that will be good for you, because you'll begin to get confident again. You'll begin to believe in yourself again. And you'll believe that you can do, not just in a work situation, but in a romantic way. You'll have that confidence to be in control of what's going on and doing the things you want to do, rather than doing things to fit around everybody else. Because I get the feeling of you, Laura, that you're just been chasing your tail most of the time. You know, you're trying to sort of catch up with other people, but now the time for running and trying to chase is finishing. This is time for you to put it on your top, okay? Just casually to let me know how to help
you. You're breaking up, Stephen.
All right, can you hear me now?
Yeah, could you repeat what you were saying?
Yeah, because you're driving, Laura, is it? You're driving now.
Yeah, but I'm always driving.
Yeah.
He's always driving.
Because Stephen's coming through clear, but it's actually you yourself that's breaking up, yeah?
So it sounds like Stephen was breaking up. So.
No.
Can we?
Yeah, look. Yeah, listen now. I've took your microphone off for a second there, Laura. Listen to Stephen speaking now. Go ahead, Stephen.
Okay, so Laura, you all right, darling?
See what I mean, Laura, now? So when I take your microphone off, Laura, Stephen is as clear as a bell. So So it's your connection there, because you're driving, it's your connection that's breaking up, yeah, not Stephen. Let's get it right, people.
Right. So I can hear I can hear your car again, Laura. So what I was saying to you, okay, instead of chasing around and almost running after things, okay, just look at what you've got, the talents you have, and just let them come to you and you dish it out when you want to. And I feel that's the way to deal with your stuff. And this new guy comes in, he's going to be really good for you. I can see you really being in a situation where you definitely are being in control of your life. Maybe you want to learn stuff. Maybe you'll be teaching stuff. Whatever it's going to be, learning and teaching, because the six are telling me here, is you being in control of your life and really enjoying yourself. And yeah, I know you're always driving, you say, because every time we come on the show, you're driving somewhere. It's like little Noddy in his car, whatever. But I get the feeling with you that, you know, you'll be driving a different thing. You'll be driving your ambitions. You'll be driving your enthusiasm to go forward. And I can see you driving your, getting the dollars coming in, getting the relationships right, and get everything right for once, instead of thinking nothing's going to work for you.
That sounds good. Do you have any idea when this guy is going to be coming in?
Well, this guy, I feel he's going to come in this year, it's telling me here. So he could well come round, round about Christmas time. You know, it could be at a party, it could be somewhere. I feel he comes around that on that sort of, on that vibration of nearer towards Christmas than anything else. And I tell you what, you know, I can see you being cautious, okay? I know there have been times when you've been disappointed. I know the four tells me here where things haven't gone your way. But just what I'm going to say to you, okay, is just take things the way you want to, you know, just almost be almost sexy in a way, you know, just don't say, oh, well, here you are sort of thing. Let him try to find you. Let him try to work out what you're about, because you can be very, very enigmatic at times, which I think is quite exciting, really. And I feel you're going to find yourself in a very nice place where this guy will understand you and he will work along with you and probably help you to believe and trust in yourself in a way that maybe you felt you haven't been able to.
Okay, well, all right, so do you think I'm going to get my house too before then or after that?
Well, the thing is with your house, okay, there's the house coming in there. You've been looking for this house. Sometimes it's been the wrong house, it's been the right house, okay? And I feel that you might get your house around about, you know, just before that. If it comes just before that, that'd be amazing, because I think it might be through that that you might meet this guy. It could be through that where you move into this house and this guy might be involved, not in a romantic way, but I get a feeling here that you're probably, this guy will be around that time. But I think the relationship, when you're talking about being in a boyfriend-girlfriend relationship, that might be nearer Christmas. So I do feel that after Thanksgiving and before Christmas, it's going to be a very almost a dramatic time for you. It's going to be quite a bit of a turmoil, because there'll be so many things going on that you probably think, oh, wow, but you need to have that, because when that's happened, you'll come out with a great big smile on your face. And for the first time in years, you feel actually, you know, what I went through was worth, because you'll feel so good about yourself. You'll feel so good about what's happening. So there you go.
Yeah, thank you, Steve. That sounds great.
Well,
thank you.
I hope I am. I hope it does work for you, Laura, because you deserve it. I mean, you're a lovely girl. I mean, I've spoken to you so many times, you know. You're just an amazing young little girl. And I think that what you can do is just enjoy your life, you know. Don't worry too much about what may not happen. Just worry about the things that you want to do, that you want to happen, okay, and may happen, you know. Because I think after time, you know, to be honest with you, I think you worry so much, and you're all over the place sometimes. And I think part of the driving part, because I used to do a lot of driving when I was a salesman, and I think part of the driving is it gives you time to think about where you're going to go and what you can do. But I think at the same time, symbolic to you, because you're driving and driving and driving, but at the end of the day, you're not getting anywhere. But now it's going to change. Because you'll find a journey where you're going to go.
Okay.
Right. So there we go, darling. And have a lovely, lovely afternoon.
Thank you. You too, Stephen. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Bye, Ken.
Cheers, then. Bye.
Thank you, Laura. Well, I'm glad we managed to get a show there, ladies and gents. Carol has joined us through the Google Hangouts now as well. Carol, we are live. Five at the moment. So don't worry about it, because there's only five people in the studio anyway. Two of them we've done already. So you ain't got far to go. Okay. Shannon.
Oh, hi. Hi. How are you guys?
Oh, hi, Sharon. How are you, darling?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you.
I've been trying to get into you for a long time. So, I mean, I'm off work today, so it's a pleasure. So, thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you for that. Okay. I'll try to get to what you want to know about. What is there anything you want me to answer for you at all, or attempt to answer?
Well, I'm hoping to have a child soon, but I don't know. I am starting a new job, and I just have a new job coming up, and then I want to have children, you know.
Yeah.
So I guess whatever I'm meant to know, I guess I shall say.
Well, I'll tell you something. I can see you. You're a people person, aren't you? It's the first thing
yes.
I get around you, the three twos
yes.
here. You know, you like to travel out. You like to go far. You like to meet people. You like to sort of engage with people. And I think that's what, you know, I can see you sort of doing that. I feel with you, you know, people love coming to you. And there are times I feel that, you know, you need your privacy, you know, you need to sort of like think about things, because there could be a case there where you could be so spontaneously doing things that you're tripping over yourself. Okay. But going forward,
yes.
I can see you're married, are you?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, because I see a 1 in 5 here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to drop my mind in it. I feel you can have. Why can't you have children, and why haven't you had children so far then?
Well, because my husband is very reluctant to help me make a child. And I just don't understand why he's so reluctant. And we've been together since college, and it just seems like this is getting, like, out of hand. Like, I have everything I have, but I just don't have that.
Well, I feel that maybe he will change his mind, because I can see that child there. I'm seeing it here, you know, so I feel that you will have, you know, it's just one or, you know, maybe one or whatever. I feel you will have that child, and I can see the fact here that he can be a bit selfish, your husband, okay? He can be a bit, you know, he's miserable. Sometimes he could be as miserable as sin, to be honest with you, you know. I don't know.
Oh, my God, I know.
Do with his upbringing as well, whether he felt that he was a failed student, maybe he was a failed this. You know, he seems to be a guy that's quite like Eeyore in Winnie the Pooh. You know, Eeyore.
Yes.
Ooh, I'm having
yes,
a really bad
100%,
day.
100%. Yes.
Yeah.
That's him. Yes.
So, one has to ask the question, why is somebody like you who's Tiggerish, Winnie the Pooh, Tigger?
Yes.
Okay, I love Tigger. Okay,
yeah.
It's so Tiggerish that's with somebody like Eeyore. Now, you get little rabbit comes along. Okay,
uh-huh.
And you try to get
right.
The situation. So, I feel, I'm also going to say to you that it's time for you now to get out the 100-acre wood, okay, and really sort of enjoy yourself in the fields and the buttercups and stuff like that, and go out there and say, hey ho, you know, stop being a grumpy old so-and-so and enjoy yourself. And there are times, I have to say, Sharon, there are times when you think, what the heck did I marry him for? I think sometimes there are times when you wish that maybe I made a mistake, maybe I shouldn't have done this, maybe you did it in haste, I don't know. Maybe you felt that he was the only one left, you felt sorry for him, so you married him. Okay, sorry. I know so many girls that said, I felt sorry for the guy, so I married him. I thought, well, there you go. And there are times when you think, I want to get out of this, but there are other times you think, oh, it's great fun. So that's the sort of quandary you're in. Do you know when you got engaged?
Yes. I do. I know. It was January 5 years ago.
Right, yes. But did you talk to him about children, the prospect of having children then? Or did he dodge the subject?
No. I've been with him since college. And we dated for a long time. And so it just was like the normal progression. Oh, kids. And then now when it's coming to kids, it's like non-existent. It's like not even there.
Well, the thing is with him, okay, is that he's had it so good in his life. You know, he's going to do the things he's had to do, no sacrifices apart from where he's concerned with you. And I feel that one of these guys there that puts all his, you know, he could be sort of money orientated or whatever. But I can see the child there. I have to say that I think that the gentle, you know, may, you know, well, you have your child. I can see you having your child. I'm being told you love your child. Okay. And I think one day he'll grow up. You know, he will grow up. One day he'll start laughing. I think it's time for you to sort of really go out there. Have a holiday. When's the last time you had a holiday? A proper holiday.
I'm not going to lie. A proper holiday. I was with my family. He did not go. He doesn't take vacations anymore because he's always working. But I'm starting a new job next week. So I'm off this week. So I went to the local bar. And I was like, well, let me go out to lunch with someone. I'll go have breakfast with another friend. And then I walked home. And it's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
But you're right. I get like, what am I doing?
Well, would I be right in saying he's self-employed? Would I be right in saying he owns his own business?
Wait, does he own his own business? Is that what you said?
Yeah. Would I be right in saying
no,
he owns
he
his
doesn't.
Own business? No, so therefore
no,
then
he
he's
doesn't.
A crap. So therefore then,
oh, you're right.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
He is an idiot because if he's working for somebody as hard as he is and not having enough time to play, then no wonder he's a miserable so-and-so. Because I would say, you know, all work and no play makes Jack a really grumpy old so-and-so. And I don't feel for 5 minutes where he is concerned that he's very happy in his job, is he anyway?
No, he's not. Because he comes home
not.
And complains about it. No.
Yeah, he doesn't. And they treat him as bad as he treats everybody else. So he comes home in a grump. He comes home sort of thinking, oh, I don't want any children sort of thing because I don't think I'm good enough. Okay, that's what it comes down to is him not valuing himself. It's not the fact he doesn't love you, but maybe he could love you more because he doesn't seem to think that he's good enough for everybody else. Because I don't know if he did well at school. I don't suppose he did as well at school as what he could have done. Well, no, you went to college. Okay, he may have not done as many good grades as what he should have done. So therefore, he's always there. He's never happy in his job. He's not going to be happy in his job. And he won't be happy. He won't be happy at all until he gets his new job. And that's his new job coming in.
Well, what's his new job going to be? Taking care of my child?
His new job would be taking care of the child. But I see a new job coming in. That might be February and March next year. But there will be a new job for him because he'll get to a point where he'll just either go or they'll tell him to go because he's upsetting everybody or they're all upsetting him. So it's going to be either one of the two that he leaves because he's just had enough. Because he'll get to a point where he gets so annoyed and so grumpy that he'll just chuck it all in and he'll get another job. and he'd probably get another job. And when he gets another job, he'd be a lot better. And that would change the ethics around you. That would change all the dynamics in your life.
Hmm. Well, that's what he said. He wants to be number two in charge. And I'm like, okay, we'll go for number two. So maybe that will be his new job soon. I don't know, but it won't be for another next February.
Well, yeah. Probably will be the place there, because I can see him earning more money as well, you know, get more dollars and stuff. Because at the moment, he's in a very competitive place there, and quite frankly, I don't think he, you know, I know he's not very happy. I can see he's not very happy. And I feel that once he has changed his procedure there, he'll begin to believe in himself. And I think that he has been thinking about leaving, but when he does leave, there's the 5 year, keeps telling me, new job coming in for new beginnings for him. And that'll be good for you, because the whole dynamics around you will be different, because he will sort of encourage, he'll still be a hardworking guy in his own way, but it'd be happier around you, and it'd be like a brand new relationship. Although you're married, it'd be almost starting all over again.
Well, that would be nice, and that was my question. Like, do I got to go leave to go find another boyfriend to go have a baby with and go get married, or is it going to be my husband?
Well, it crossed my mind that you might want to do that, to be honest with you, and I wasn't going to encourage you to do that, but, you could always, he's probably one of these guys there that don't do much anyway with you, because he's afraid that you might forget to do something and he ends up you getting pregnant. And I feel that's all part of it, because he's just not happy in himself, but it will change. And I definitely see you, I definitely have to say that I definitely see a baby around you, and I am seeing that. So I do feel that things will change. But at the moment, he has to make things change himself, and he will get another job. There might be another 8 or 9 months before things change, and you could say, well, just a minute, I could have had a baby in that time. Yeah, you could have done, but I think things will change, and you could always manufacture that you have a baby then, so it'd be great, because when he gets a new job, he'd be changing that as well. So, yeah, go for it.
Right.
So,
right.
Sharon, you're going to be okay in the end.
And that's the thing, I have faith, and I keep saying that, but I just don't want to be in denial that maybe I'm wrong. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would never want to be wrong and think, like, oh.
Well, the thing is, we know he's a grumpy old so-and-so, he's another Eeyore. As you watch Winnie the Pooh, you say, hey, oh, there's Eeyore there, he's a grumpy little so-and-so,
right.
And that's you,
Right, maybe, like, I don't get it, I'm not like that, yeah.
Maybe
right.
You see the side of it.
I hope. Yeah, you're right. Well, that's
so
good.
Go.
Well, you're... Yeah, like I made bad decisions. I went and worked for a friend, and then I got stuck in a new job that I didn't like, and they weren't nice. And I was like, oh my God, not only is professional, but personal life affected,
Yeah.
It's like, okay, now I'm going to get a new job. So it's like I'm standing up for myself and making sure, like, I'm going to do what I need to do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that works.
Yeah.
I'm on the right path.
Yeah. Well, thanks very much.
Thank you so much for taking my call. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you. And you enjoy the rest of the day. And you smack him around the chops when you see him. Give him a good smack.
I know, all right? I know. He's away on business. But when I do see him, I will tell him, like, hey, yeah, he's a big baby. But you're right. Thank you very much.
Yeah, okay. Good. Bye.
Okay. Have a great night, okay?
Thank you. Okay. I wouldn't like to change up that being up here then. Okay. Alison.
Hello.
Hello, Alison. How are you, darling?
Not too bad, Stephen. How are you doing today?
I'm very well, thank you. Been quite busy today doing a live thing on Facebook earlier on, which went down very well, so somebody thought I was Australian. So what can I do for you, Alison?
Can I just see what comes up, or would you rather I ask focus on an area? I can do either.
Well, I don't mind. I mean, the thing is that, what I get with you is that you're in a bit of a state here where you don't quite know where you're going to go. I feel that you're very enthusiastic. I feel you've got a lot of good energy around you. There are times when you sort of feel disappointed or you feel a little bit like you're not sure which way to go. But I am being shown here as well with the five that tells me here that eventually things are going to go the way that you want to go. It's almost like I feel with you that you set off on a big journey and then you're sort of swimming against the tide. And I think sometimes sometimes you feel like you want to turn around and walk the other way. But I feel if you carried on, I think you can find a way out of the woods into the nice green pastures ahead there. I can say that to you. Okay. Does that make sense with you?
Yeah.
Okay. So the next question I'm going to put to you, which is completely random, but where's the wedding?
Oh, I'm sorry. What was that?
The complete random thing here.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, who's getting married? Where's the wedding?
Oh, the wedding. I don't know. Everyone I know is, married, divorced, married again, not divorced. Marriage I know of. Yeah.
Are you getting married?
Oh no.
You married now?
I'm not even dating. Actually, I don't even want to be married. I've never wanted to be married.
Well, I'll tell you something. Is this to do with you? Yes, it is to do with you. Right. Okay, then. Right. That's a wedding around you, then. There's the wedding. That's you getting wed in about 4 to 5 years' time. You're changing.
You mean I'm going to be going to somebody's wedding in 5 years?
It's either you going to somebody's wedding in 4 to 5 years' time, in nearly 5 years' time, or you'll be going to a wedding where you're wearing a dress and you're the one that's getting the ring on the finger and saying the vows. And I'll tell you something, I feel that probably will be you, because you're going to meet somebody that really is going to blow you away.
Okay.
You will. You'll meet somebody. And you won't stop texting each other. You won't stop talking to each other once you've met each other, and you've got to know each other. You've got big issues, I have to say, Alison. You've got big trust issues. You've got big problems around you. But they're not big. They're not too big that you cannot overcome them. You keep a lot on your chest sometimes, but you need to let go of it. Share your problems if you need to. Okay, if you've got somebody to talk to, talk to that person. But I feel that when you do that, you're going to find yourself, you turn your life around, you go from rags to riches, and then you'll engage with new people. And that's going to change your life completely. Does that relate to you at all?
I'm not interested in being in a relationship at this time, especially at this time. I have too many other pressing things. But in general, I get out, I meet people. I'm not a wallflower. People talk to me all the time.
Yes.
I'm a very private person myself, so I listen to people and and then I go home. But I don't really feel like, I'm not saying, I wouldn't say no to a great love again in my life, but it's not something I expect. It's not something I'm looking for. I'm not actively even looking for it or even in any way even very interested in it, I would have to say. I just have too many other things to deal with.
I believe that. More important to me,
yeah.
But at the moment where you stand, okay, you've got a lot of things to deal with. I'm being shown that. There's a six there. Now, there's a thing that is a 1-5 over here, which is close to the six, another five on the other side, which is a bit further away. So this is where you've got a choice. You can either go the easy way out and do things that are close to your heart, or you can go the other way. Whichever way you do go, it's going to be good for you. We go the other way and think about where you want to go and go things where you feel you logically need to go. So you've got your heart and you've got there. But I would say to you, follow your gut feeling, follow your intuition and get that kick in. And I feel when you do that, you'll start believing in yourself in a different way. People will believe in you and people will respect you for what you are. then the door's open for opportunities, and the door's open for even other opportunities. That's not just friendships, that's little relationships, whatever. Okay,
yeah.
This is going forward, but I cannot, I will not take back what I said right at the beginning.
Okay.
There.
Yeah.
In 5 years'
sure.
time, I see you attending a wedding, which has probably be your wedding. And so there'll be changes in your life over the next 3-4 years that are going to make
okay.
you turn your religious views about, I don't want to get married, I'm going to be like this, I'm going to be like that, away. Okay. Now, I've got a partner. When I met her, she goes, I'm never going to fly in a plane, you won't get me in a plane. But she can't get her out of the plane now. You know, she wants to fly here. She goes, why don't we go there? Why don't we go there? It's a complete change around in the way that people think. Because I know you've been through a rough time. I know that you've struggled in the past and people have been controlling you, or you felt that you've been emotionally dragged through a ringer. But at the same time, it's you letting go of stuff now. It's you telling people right now that I don't need you in my life. I don't want you there. I don't want this. I don't want that. Okay, standing up for yourself. Because when you do that, you get rid of all the clutter and all the hangers-on around you that you don't really need. And whose friends are they? Are they your friends, or are you their friends? You know, do they want you for yourself, or do they just want you because because what you're doing for them? Okay, so this is where you live the life of Alison, and you live the life of you. And you tell people, no, I don't need you in my life. I don't want you anymore. And when you do that, you'll be a lot better. You'll be in a much happier place. You will find yourself not being inundated, oh, I need to get somebody's birthday card for somebody because it's their birthday next week. No. You enjoy yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And the less, don't forget, somebody said to me when I was a little boy that, you know, when you get older, you can count all your dear friends on one hand. You can count you've got five mm-hmm. fingers, four fingers on your hand. Okay, that's how many good friends you really true have. Okay,
yeah,
everybody else is a hanger on, and there have been too many hangers on around you because you might as well be a coat hanger because everybody's been hanging on to you, and now it's time to let go and go in a different direction and enjoy yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do that, you'll begin to love the way that you live. You love the people that come around you. And when you do meet that guy, when he comes in, when you're ready, not that you're looking, but he will find you, your whole outlook will change. You'll say, do you know what? I really love this guy. I'm besotted with him. And he will be besotted with you. And then you will get married. And you might look back in 5 years' time and remember today. And say, do you know what, somebody told me that. I poo-pooed it. I thought you were an idiot.
Okay.
So there you go, then, Alison.
Okay. Right.
So you just enjoy your life, okay, and just be you. Live the life of Alison. And I don't know why I have to say this to you, but live in your light. Live in the light of Alison, not in the shadow of other people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Does that make sense?
I've done. And I, you know, through life, you know, hopefully everyone gets wiser. I definitely have, you know. And I, you know, I don't put up with a lot of crap. I certainly don't put up with a lot of stuff that I used to when I was, you know, my 20s and 30s and even my 40s in terms of romances. And so, you know, and I'm very good at choosing good friends, but I also am very good at cutting people out of my life that that really don't do me any good anymore. And I do that pretty often, actually, I would have to say, because it's kind of like cleaning out my closet, which I do also very frequently. I hate clutter. And I guess in a way it kind of works that way for me with people, too. I don't like I'd rather be alone than spend my time with people who are kind of being jerks or don't meet my standard, whatever those standards are. And I've always been like that. I've always been really, really good at, like, character assessment and then just saying, you know, it's time for me to leave this. kind of thing. So, you know, with friends. It hasn't been that way with romances, but definitely has been that way with friends. So recently I did kind of go through my list of people again, like I do with my closet, like I do with my files. And I kind of went through the list and I threw out names, you know, just, yeah, who's going to get a Christmas card this year? Not you, not you, not you.
I have no
regret doing that. Most people should do that. I don't have any problem doing that. I'm really good at it as well. Yeah, you know, it's like decluttering your emotional life.
Yes, and I think that is where you start. Once you start, then you can get to a point where you finish. When you finish, then you can live the life that you really want.
Right. Yeah. Right. I hear you. All righty. I know there's other callers, so I won't take up any more time today. Thank you. Thank you, Ken.
Okay,
thank you. Okay, you have a great day.
Bye.
Both of you. Bye-bye now.
Thank you. I know. Okay. Well, Holly managed to make it back as well. But before we go to Holly, we do have Carol in the Google Hangout. So line 5, Carol.
Hi everyone.
Hi Carol, how are you?
Not too bad, thank you.
And I'll try not to call you Christine again this week.
Thank you.
So how are you getting on? Have you had a nice bank holiday as well?
Oh yes, lovely.
Oh, that's good then. So anything you want me to see what's going on around you, Carol?
Just see if there's anything going on I might need to know about, please.
Well, what I can see here, I get a 1-1 and a 5 here, so I do actually feel that, you know, where things, you know, maybe in a work situation there where things are ticking along quite nicely and you enjoy doing what you're doing, I feel that it's going to explode to a point at one point in the future. And I feel that it could well be going into sort of October, beginning of November, where you're not going to be able to cope because you're going to be so inundated with doing so many things. You'll be so busy, but also it means that the money comes in. So I feel that, you know, it could be a question of you, you know, saying to people like Ken, you know, well, you can stay where you're at. I'm going for a holiday. I'm going to enjoy myself. And I feel with you that, you know, I feel sometimes with you that there have been times in your life where possibly you felt that you feel sometimes that you're not sure where you're going to go. Sometimes you change your mind to things and you have to believe in yourself. You overthink things, I think, Carol. Does that make sense with you?
Yes, it does.
And I feel that what you should do is do what every, you know, not being funny, what every other woman says, you know, follow your intuition. Follow what you feel is right for you, because I get the feeling here that you're on the verge there of something really, really fantastic happening around you. And I think it's going to be, we're going to go into next year. Next year is going to be an amazing year for you. There's 3, 3, and a 1 here. So we go into next year with you feeling good about yourself, feeling energetic, feeling actually excited. And that's going to make a big change for you and for the family as well. And you can expect really good, exciting things to happen around you next year, you know. And it's the enthusiasm picks up. You know, you feel comfortable about yourself. You feel really good about what you're doing.
Okay. You also see a move coming very soon.
Well, you're talking about a moving house, you mean?
That's right, yeah, moving property.
Yeah, well, that could well be. That well could be where you are, because there's the 5 here, which once again indicates you not staying where you are and actually getting out there and going to a place where you really like to be. And that's going to be good for, that's going to be really good. I think you're going to feel really excited. It's going to be something where you enjoy, you get your life back again. You know, you get your life back again. You know, sometimes I think with you, Carol, that you're you're a lovely person. I think you're a very sociable person. But I get the feeling with you sometimes you're round everybody else. Does that make sense? You know, you're trying to fill the gap for everybody else, and you're not having enough time for yourself. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And what the danger is there for you is that you could feel yourself tired. You could feel yourself a bit worn out. You could feel, you know, sort of in a state where you're not sure where you're going to be. Does that make sense? So I feel that most definitely here that things are going to be, things can change for you because you're engaged with new people. You know, you're engaged with people that are really, that you enjoy engaging with, rather than just being just plain, if you like, for a better word there, not saying plain old Carol. I've got a sister called Carol, and, you know, not just being just there for everybody else, but I think it's that time now where you valued yourself a bit more, really got out there, really just followed what you feel there, because for so long in your life, I'm not talking about since being with Ken, but for so long, sometimes I'm not surprised you get depressed. You feel you get depressed sometimes, you know, you get yourself down, where you feel angry because you feel you want to get things done, but you don't know where to talk to. Does that make sense with you?
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just saying sometimes, not all the time. And of course, the thing is that, you know, this is your frustration where you feel that you want to do something. Not being funny, have you been thinking about doing a course or actually maybe teaching people something or putting things together to help people?
No, I've thought about maybe going back into the circus again. And bringing that on again, bringing it out again, not blocking it.
Well, why don't you? What's stopping you doing
that? I feel that.
Sorry?
I don't know, I've just been feeling, nothing's stopping me, it's just lately I've been feeling, is this what I'm meant to be doing again?
Yes, so if you feel, I feel it might be a good idea for you to do something, Carol, and that's what I did years ago, and that's to actually start believing in yourself and say to yourself, you know, ask the question, you know, what am I really, ask yourself the question, what am I really good at, and write it down on a piece of paper. What are you really, really good at? What do you really feel you can do, which gives you that buzz, which really gets you excited, makes you feel you want to get up in the morning for, okay, and go for it. Go for it, okay?
Yeah.
If it means saying I'm not gonna do this, you know, change your routine. Completely change your routine. Because I think sometimes we get in the habits of getting up and having porridge, or we have that for breakfast, we do this because that's the way we do it. You know, some people when they get older they think 4 o'clock you do this, 5 o'clock you've got to do this, 11 o'clock you've got to do this. Well, change it. Change everything around you. And I think, Carol, when you do that, you'll feel excited because you feel, you know what? No day will be the same again. No day will ever be the same again for you. And I mean that because you'll be doing, you know, I can see you really enjoying yourself and getting out there. And there's a 2, 5 and a 5 here. People will come to you because they want to give you money. They want to pay you. They want to give you stuff because they know that you're a lovely person. They will find out that you can do things for them that they can't do for them. You're doing it because you love doing it and because you found something that you really enjoy doing. And I feel this is all coming in for you. You're standing there on the edge of something, but you're too scared to make the decision to do it because you're not sure where it's going to go. Sometimes you have to make those risks. And I feel that, you know, you can do it. Now, you know, a lot of people, you know, in my life, you know, people said to me, why are you doing this? Why are you doing that sort of thing? And I said, because that's what I like to do. And I'll tell you what, I love doing this, okay? When I first came on Ken's show years and years ago, you know, I did question whether it's the right thing for me to do, but it has, because I've met people from, you know, from the States that have contacted me and done things, you know, had readings from me. And I think this is where you're going to come in. You know, it doesn't, you know, you should, what I want you to do is try to believe in yourself, Carol. Believe that you can do anything you want to do. And there's only one person...
I know I can do it.
And that's yourself.
Mm. Okay. No, I can do it. I mean, I've been through it.
Yeah. Well, if you feel you want to do it, go for it. Go for it. Enjoy. And enjoy your life. And I do feel that things are going to change for you next year. It's going to be an amazing time for you next year.
Yeah. Okay. You can't see nothing coming up this year.
Well, I feel this year it's going to be, there will be things changing for you this year. I think the first thing you'll be doing is just feeling really, you know, kick-starting. There's a six here, okay, where you are kick-starting it. I feel some exciting things are coming for you this year. I'm not going to say it's not going to happen all next year. This is what you do this year. So I feel that this could be some really exciting things there for you coming in. You'll feel that sense of achievement. So I feel whatever you could do, you're going to achieve a lot this year. But the real bunch of it will be, you know, although it'll be good ending to this year, you'll end up in 2019 feeling good because you've actually achieved something. Next year will be to carry on. That's why I'm saying about next year, because that's when it really does take off. Because whatever happens, in 6 months' time, you're going to be reaping the benefits of what you're doing now.
Okay.
Really,
okay, then.
So go for it, Carol. Enjoy your... And try to have a break before you do it all. I've just been told that. Have a few days off or do something that you can just get yourself together. Because once you start, you'll wish you had this time off. I feel it can be as you want it to be.
Okay.
Okay?
We'll do that then. All right then.
Well, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you, Ken.
Thank you, Carol. And stay listening there if you can. Okay. The Google Hangout isn't too clear this evening, is it? For some reason, I don't know. It must be clear because I'm here. But, okay, I don't know what that is. Okay, Holly. There was another person after Holly, but they seem to disappear. Okay, that means Holly gets longer now, doesn't he? Yeah, right. Okay, Holly.
Hi, glad I made it. How are you doing?
Oh, Holly, how are you, darling?
I'm good.
I'm glad to hear it. We're glad to hear it. And what have you been getting up to, mischief, have you?
No, I've been good.
Oh, it's a shame. I thought you might have got up to some mischief. How are you getting on your songs?
Oh, good. I wrote another one this morning.
Did you? Well, I never saw it. You never sent it to me, did you? You never sent it to me. You can always send it to me on Facebook, can't you?
Yeah. I'm going to write that down so I don't forget. Yeah. I cried when I wrote this one. It shocked me.
Did you?
Well, where is this coming from?
I'll tell you something. You're very, you know, I put on Facebook a story called The Storm. And it's about the lightning that, you know, when I was a little kid and everything, and it's to hide away from it, you know, underneath the cupboards, underneath the bed, you know, when the lightning storm came and crash of thunder and everything. And it ends up with you seeing the paramedics see this burnt out corpse on the field somewhere, somebody being struck by lightning. Mm-hmm. And I looked down at my scorched body and say lightning did it for me, because it was me that I was looking at.
I saw
myself in, you know, people thought it was quite sad, but I thought I'd write that, you know, me being killed by lightning. But it wasn't until the last bit that, you know, that I say that's me looking at myself, looking at my scorched body. And I feel with you that you know, I know you've been through the rough times. I know that, you know, you've had some really rough times in your life, Holly. And what I like about you is that no matter what you've been through, you know, you always seem to get a way out of it. And you always seem to have a smile on your face. You hide things. I think that's really good about you, you know, hide all your pain. And people don't really see that until they really get to know you. and then this either question of you sort of being like a clam, so you keep things very close to you. And then when you, mm-hmm. but what I love about you is that, you know, when people get to know you, Holly, you know, you're a bundle of fun. You really are. You've got this lovely sense of humour, which is almost wicked in a way. And you've always got something going on in your head, even if it hides the facts that you've been through a lot of pain and anguish in your life. Okay, now a lot of the trauma and the abuse as well. But there's the three fives. The three fives tells me here that you can expect your life to completely be different. So, when is your birthday?
October 25th.
Oh, right. So you're Scorpio, aren't you? So you can,
yeah.
You could, has it happened already? No, it's happened this birthday, yeah. So we're looking at probably in September, you start feeling a bit different in your life. You know, you start feeling a bit like, oh, I'm going to go somewhere, almost drunk in it. And when it comes to your birthday, which don't forget, it's 12 days after mine. Okay, we're both October babies, right? You will have three fives. It tells me your life's going to change. You'll have the abundance. You'll have the joy. You'll have the love in your life. You'll have the money coming to you. You'll have the new beginnings. It's like a transformation of the yew tree. So you'll have 9 years of happiness and joy. And you deserve that more than anybody else. With no disrespect to anybody who's ringing. You know, you deserve that, Holly. Okay. And you'll get that.
Yeah.
Be good, because when you do that, not only will you always be fun, but you'll always be that magical person that's a mystery to everybody. And you'll always not always give everything away, but you'll always be a person there that holds something back. But that's the magic of Holly. So it's like having your Christmas presents out, and it's like unwrapping a Christmas present, the anticipation of what's inside the present as you open it, and the joy or disappointment depends on what you're going to get. But that's where you are, where that part where they're just opening up, the anticipation of what they're going to get, the excitement that they're going to get when they meet you and they're around you. But one thing they won't be, they will never be disappointed. So I feel that it's going to be amazing, 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 amazing time for you as well. So always look out for, you know, look out for the new things that come into your life, okay? And I know that the four tells me here, sometimes you beat yourself up, sometimes you might feel that you're not being very, you know, you're not sure where you're going to go. Does that make sense with you?
Yes.
But I feel with you, Holly, that just follow the path, no matter where it's going to go, just follow the path that you know is right for you, and you'll meet people, and you'll meet somebody, and you'll get in conversation with people, new people, and whatever it does, it will lead you to it leads you to a new place and a new emotional place where you finally find the happiness in the relationship that you might be looking, you know, that you might be lacking for at the moment or lacking at the moment, but also the great times for you in the future. And I can see that happening for you.
Sounds great.
So
will it be Joey, or you can't tell?
Well, I'm not sure who it's going to be, okay? But I do feel that I do feel where you are is going to be where you are now. Where it's going to lead to is you doing your own things and being in a place where you really enjoy your life. And that's, you know, from the three fives there, it's going to be really, really, really amazing for you.
Okay, that sounds good.
So look after yourself, okay? And you're gonna be really, really excited there, okay? I can see you being really excited and doing doing really, really well. Okay?
Okay.
And always
Thank
remember...
you. Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, so always remember one thing, and that is where you're concerned, is that you are you, and it doesn't matter what people think, it doesn't matter what people say, it's you being a happy person and loving yourself in the way that you haven't. And, you know, if you ever want to do, you know, when you do a radio show and stuff like that, when you're on a radio, when you're doing your stuff, okay, I like the way you reach out to people. It's going to be an amazing time.
Oh, okay.
So enjoy that. Yeah. So enjoy yourself, okay? And Holly, you know that I often think of you. You know, you're such a lovely person. It was great when I was on that show in New York when you had me there. And I know it, you know, that you can be a happy person. I really want you to be a happy person. I really do want you to enjoy yourself and be the person that you really truly are, because you are a sensitive person, you are a caring person, and sometimes you care too much for other people, but maybe it's time for you to enjoy your life and just not worry about stuff. You know, the person, you know, whether it's Joe, you know, this guy called Joe, I think it could well be him. You know, I'm not going to push my boat too far, because I think there's something there. There's a connection there.
Yeah.
I think you should try that one. But whatever you're going to be doing now, it's you're going to be following your plan, and you just follow what you feel is right for you, because the road to happiness will start. And it's already began to start. But from your birthday onwards, this could be a magic time for the next 9 years.
Yeah, that sounds great. I can't wait.
Well, the thing is, it's only a few weeks away. It's only a few weeks away that you've got, it's like the uterus. You know, it's a transformation thing. It's a transformation of your life from being eight or nine years of not really being anywhere, you know, not really achieving much, you know, feeling that you're lost or maybe not sure where you're going, to actually 9 years where I'm going to go somewhere.
Yeah.
So
that's sounds good. Finally. Thank you. I appreciate it.
And have a great, great day.
You too. Bye, everyone.
Thank you, Holly. Well, it would appear that Holly is our last caller for the moment. So we're going to take a little break. Okay. Take a little break, Stephen. About 2-3 minutes. Hopefully we'll get some more callers. If not, then we may just call it a day, because we are later than usual. And, you know, people might think that we're not doing a show today, but I've plastered it all over Facebook that we are here, we're live, and we're on air now. Okay, right. So let's see what we got. Well, you know, the drum beat at the end of that particular song is amazing to finish a show. And it looks like we might actually do that because nobody called in. And it's 40 minutes on the clock, and I'm thinking, well, should we or shouldn't we? I think it's getting late, and we've done our best to bring you a show this evening, despite everything. And I think we're going to call it a day, ladies and gents. So, Stephen, what do you think? We should call it a day, yeah? Hello? Can you hear me, Stephen? Or has it gone again? Hello? Ah, there you are. You're back.
Oh, yeah, sorry, Ken. I just popped out in the kitchen.
Ah, right. Okay, mate. I think what we're going to do, Stephen, nobody's called in, so we're going to call it a day, if that's okay with you, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about next week, because it's our anniversary next week, and I completely forgot
yeah.
one. So,
yeah.
So
right.
I'll see you on
that's fine.
Instead. Is that all
right? Right. So, okay. So what we'll do then, ladies and gents, if Stephen can fit in maybe on one of the extra days that we do have available, and that would be lovely. And
yeah.
we wish Stephen a very happy anniversary there for next week. There you go. So we're looking for a guest for next Tuesday then, ladies and gents. And Stephen may be with us on one of the other days. How's that? So there you go. I think Friday might be available. I'll have to look at that. Okay, off we jolly well go.